All right, Peric Ballard, what do you got? Questions?
A while back, you said something about Esther not revealing her identity, so not reveal her father's house
right.
of royalty.
Right. That was Rashi, yes.
Mordechai says, your house, your father's house will be destroyed, implying they're not from the same patriarchal line.
No, he's saying, like, you think you're safe? Great, your whole family's going to be destroyed. Everyone's going to be destroyed here.
No, it doesn't, because he said we'll have deliverance. He says all the Jews will be fine. But
Am Yisrael will live. But who says that you personally will live? There's going to be...
That's what we will survive, you won't. Hashem will make sure you don't.
Oh, I don't
and
know.
Your
okay.
father's house won't survive. But he is...
Look, we know that they're cousins. We know they're cousins.
But maybe maternal. And that then the whole royalty line doesn't work.
Okay. I'm not reading into it that much, like you said. But okay. What else do we have here? Questions, comments? Okay, I have a few things. First, I made this joke at my house once. How do you know? Like, there's an idea that says at the end over here, Kasher Avadati Avadati, that, Joseph, I'm lost. I'm just like I'm going to be lost to you. I'm sorry, I'm going to lose my life. Kasher Avadati Avadati, I'm going to be lost to you because she was married to Mordechai, and now she's going to go to Ahasuerus. She's going to sleep with him willingly. She'll be ushered to him. You heard this idea? That she was married?
Yeah.
So I said, what's the proof that Esther and Mordechai were married? Because Esther says to Mordechai, you can't wear that. Here, put this on. Now you know that they're married. So, but like, how do you understand this thing? I find this so weird. Mordechai's crying his eyes out in public, and all that's bothering Esther is, stop, you know, you're embarrassing me, put on these clothes. It's a very strange reaction, right? Instead of finding out why he's crying, she's embarrassed of his clothes. Really, that's like so 2018. Here, put on some new clothes. Like, what's that all about? So I thought it's interesting. How was it referred to? Who sent her clothes? Who sent clothing?
Her maidens.
Mordechai yadat kol shasamim. 1 second. V'izak adolama. V'yavol lefnei shar ha'melech. Ki ein lavo l'shar ha'melech. L'vush sakak. 1 second. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Pasuk Dalet. V'tavona narot Esther. V'sir yisrael v'egidu la. V'techalchal. Hamalkama od. Who got upset? Who was upset when she heard about what Mordechai was doing? The Malka, the queen. This reminds me, Ronnie, remember we had in Shmuel Bet when Mordechai is dancing in front of the Aaron and Michal looks down upon him and says, that's the way a king acts.
Not Mordechai, you mean David.
Unto David. Says, that's the way a king acts, doing cartwheels in togas without underwear in front of the maidservants. What are you doing? What do you think? You're the king. To act in a dignified manner. Why does she act that way? Because, I'm the queen. I'm the daughter of a queen. I was Shaul's daughter. I know the way kings should act. You don't know what you're doing. And then David tells her off and she has no kids. I feel Esther like the same way. The queen was greatly distressed when she heard that her relative was acting in such an uncouth fashion. Oh, wow. That's embarrassing. That's like the impression I'm getting over here. But why doesn't she find out? Maybe you could say she already knew why he's crying. All right. It's possible. Maybe she's objecting to his method, saying your public stunt is ruining my quiet diplomacy. Maybe she feels, look, this is usual Jewish hatred. We'll deal with it in the usual Jewish way. Bribes behind closed doors and take care of things. That's the way we do things. We're doing it like that for centuries. Okay? But Mordechai says, no, this is not normal anti-Semitism. This is the final solution. Haman Achashverosh drew up the final solution. Right? And don't treat it like some other pogrom. Right? In Europe, you had two views. You had Vladimir Jabotinsky, Zev Jabotinsky, running around through Europe saying, get out. Europe is going to be destroyed. And all the Rabbanim saying, no, Gamzeya Avor, this too shall pass. We're used to this. We're experts in anti-Semitism. This is the same as everything else. It won't last that long. And that's what Mordechai is telling her. This is the Holocaust. This is not some little thing that will pass. We need to act. We need to act now. How scared was she? Look at Pasuk Yud Aleph and count how many times it says the word Melech. Kol Avdei HaMelech, Va'am Medinot HaMelech, Yodim Asher Kol Ish V'Isha, Asher Yavo El HaMelech, El HaChatzer HaPnimit, Shelo Yikra Achat Dato Lamit, Va'amer Sheyoshit Lo HaMelech, Et Sharbit HaZahav V'Chayor, V'Ani Lo Nikret Lavo El HaMelech, Zeh Shloshim Yom. 5 times in one pasuk, she's clearly petrified of going before the king. Now, the styles between Mordechai and Esther couldn't be more different. I'm sorry, Mordechai and
Esther.
And Haman. Haman says, I'm going to take care of everything. I'm just going to make a lottery in 11 months. I'll be able to do whatever I want to do. Mordechai is the opposite. He says, okay, we can't wait. We got to do something now. And I don't know if we'll even be successful. I have no choice. But he says, this is probably, right, why you were chosen. Probably why Vashti was kicked out. Now, why is it a problem for her? Because we said she is the anti-Vashti. She is Karka Olam. She lies there. She's passive. She doesn't open her mouth. She's exactly the compliant wife that Ahasuerus married. And now what's she going to do? Come up with her own opinions. Mm-hmm. She says, listen, I got to tell you what to do. Huh? What do you mean? You're going to tell me what to do? Who are you to tell me what to do?
And
what? No, this is what Esther's going to tell Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus is going to look at her and say, like, who stole my wife and brought in this intruder? This is not the Esther that I know and love. And it could very well get her killed. Certainly got Vashti killed. As an interesting aside, in Perek Aleph, we have Ahasuerus sending officers to bring Vashti naked. And now we have Esther sending officers to bring Mordechai clothing. Okay? And in Perek Aleph, we had the king sending messengers. Messengers were sent to the queen, appear before the king, and she refused. And here Mordechai sent messengers to the queen saying, appear before the king, and she refused at first. So there are interesting similarities going on over here. In the end, Mordechai, you know, convinces her to get involved. But is Mordechai convinced that the Jews will be saved? What does it say in Pasuk 14? Jacob, read 14 out loud.
Keeping silent at the time like this, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from another place by you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether it was just for such a time as this that you attained the royal position.
Good. So, Revach Batzala, salvation is going to come in Makom Acher. What does that mean? So you could say Makom means from Hashem. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Right? Hashem won't abandon us. We say about Hashem, Ki lo yitosha Hashem amon. God is not going to abandon His people. But, that's what he's saying, if you back out, God will find another way to save the Jewish people. You, however, will have lost out on a golden opportunity to be involved in saving Am Yisrael. He tells her, don't be selfish. This is why you were chosen in the first place. We mentioned yesterday that Esther is attributed to Perichav Bet of Tehillim. She said, God, why have you forsaken me? You know, Haman is raping me night after night while Sarah, you didn't let anyone touch her. So, you know what Mordechai is saying? We couldn't understand why this happened. You've been in the palace for 5 years. We read it from one parak to the other. It said nothing happened. 5 years you've been living in the palace as the queen of Ahasuerus, that bear, you know? Guess what? This is clearly why. This is your opportunity. Since we don't rely on miracles, says, you got to do your shtadlus. You got to get involved. This is pep talk. Yes.
Also, you could say that it's crazy how you could, like, another way you could, like, relate, like the Purim story to, like, any point in, like, Jewish history, like, in terms of, like, anti-Semitism. Because, like, you say that, like the Purim story takes place for, like, a long time. Like, it's 5 years from when, like,
yeah,
you know, right now.
So right.
That you, like, you could think that just because something's happening now, because it's a little bit right now doesn't mean that it could lead to something much bigger, like, soon. Like, you can't just think that.
Right? Things are gradual, 100%. Now, so once she's on, she says, I'm in, and she's ready to go on a suicide mission. Right? She says, I'm going to do it, because Shabbatati Abadati. also, while Mordechai is confident the nation will be saved, he doesn't know that individual is going to be saved. He says, "Umi yodea la'eit kazot higat l'machus." Who knows if for this, maybe it's for this reason you were in this position. But he doesn't say, "I know for a fact." I don't know for a fact. It might happen, it might not happen. There's no more nevuah. There's no more certainty. But every Jew in any situation has to ask himself, why am I here? Yeah.
Is there a time when there was Navi that like there's very like, I mean, what that means in Israel, that there is genocide or like anti-Semitism like this?
Yeah, we have destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu walking around saying it's going to be destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Yes, bad things can happen. But I'm saying there's no certainty saying why things are happening. So Mordechai says, I can't tell you for sure that we're going to be successful. Sort of like Yoav, my favorite guy in Tanakh. Yoav said before a battle, says, look, we're going to defend our people, we're going to defend God's land, and we're going to fight the best we can. Whatever God does, God does. And he's saying now, listen, we got to put the plan into action. We might be successful, we may not be successful, but we have to fight. We have to do what we can. And here's a very cool idea. In Pesach, at the Yam Suf, Hashem says, okay, I'm going to take care of things. You keep quiet. But over here, what does Mordechai say to her? He says, don't you dare keep quiet. He says, you know, you're going to keep quiet now at a time like this? And I think it's beautiful. It's the first month, the 12th month. It's the beginning, we're a baby, as opposed to now we're mature adults. When a parent walks around carrying a six-month-old, everyone goes, oh, look at the cute little baby. But if a parent's walking around carrying a six-year-old, you know what's wrong with the kid? At a certain point, you got to get up and walk on your own. Right? So when we were in infancy, we were just coming out of Egypt, God says, I will do it for you. I will take care of you. I will bring you across the Yam Suf. But now, God says, I want to see you as mature adults handle things. I got your back, but I need to see you take the initiative. And that's what Mordechai says to Esther. We need our hishtadlus. We can't be stomach on a nes. And I can't give you a guarantee either. There's no guarantees. But we have to do it. I'll end with one last thing. I once said this in my shul. I said the way that God put Mordechai and Esther in the right place to bring about a salvation, maybe we can say that God does it every single time. Every single tragedy we've ever had in Jewish history, God always put people in the place that could have prevented it. And the reason why we're going to read Megillah and Esther is because they actually did it. And other times, the right people in the right place didn't act. They stood by and didn't do what needed to be done. But it could have been prevented. There couldn't have been no Holocaust, no pogrom, no Inquisition, no all these things, no Churban. It all could have been prevented. But the right people didn't do their job. And after I got finished saying this whole thing, I sat down and said, who gives me the right to make such a statement? I just made this up, you know? So I asked Rav Nevinsol the next day, and Rav Nevinsol said he agrees with me. So it's a pretty crazy idea. It means that just like Mordechai and Esther prevented genocide, all tragedies are preventable. God always puts Makdim Refuah L'Maka. There is a way out, and unfortunately, most Jews are passive and don't, you know, step up to the plate the way Mordechai and Esther did. Anyway, I think it's a crazy, crazy idea. All right, Shkayach.